I don't know how long we have to do this.
Okay.
Sure.
I've listened to that mouth for 40 years. Anybody got extra room at your motel that she could stay in?
You know, women have, well, the word's out that they go to college to find a husband. He came to find a wife.
It's not quite how I remember it, but... Yes, it did. She's been blessed. I am, yeah. I first knew Marion at Ohio Valley College. I ended up here in this area before the Bible College started. So I was fortunate to be in the ministry program there, and he was the Greek teacher. Okay, now I have to tell another story before I can tell you the Greek story, so the Greek story will make sense. In high school, my freshman year, I signed up for French because you had to take a foreign language. And my sister, who's 4 years older than I am, had already been through French for 4 years, and she could speak it and yak it and write it and all that kind of stuff. And so I had the same French teacher that she had, and I went through the first year. And I knew I was in trouble the first day because this lady who taught French, one of the things you had to do was use your French name in class. That's how you would she would refer to you. And of course, Michael in French is, I was doing that, okay. So I said, kid, could we do something other than that? And she said, yeah, you're Maurice for the next year. That was about as bad, I think. But anyway, I did pretty well to start with because all you did to start with was, and this tells how old I am, they would send home records. You remember what records were? Okay. And each night you'd listen to some French on the record, and you have to go back in the next day and say it. Hard, I could do that. And then you had to start learning the language and conjugate verbs and all that stuff, and I could barely do that in English, so I couldn't I didn't do very well in French. So by the end of the year, my grades had slipped from A's to D's. And they said, you know, if you're going to go to college, and I was supposed to go to college, I guess, they said you have to have 2 years of foreign language, so I signed up for French too. And Mrs. Sexton was a teacher, and she called me in and said, we need to talk about French, too. I said, all right. She said, I think you need to take a shot at French 1 again. Before you do French 2, I found out I really didn't need 2 years of college, or 2 years of language, and went to college anyway. But I tell that story to tell this. Marion was my Greek teacher at Ohio Valley College, and it was... It was a rough class. I mean, I just, it didn't make any sense to me. I mean, I could just pick up a book and find out what it said in Greek. I didn't have to learn all that. And no disrespect intended to learning Greek, but I didn't do very well in it. And there was a room off the library down there, Marion. You remember the BC Good Pasture room that sat off of the library? Steve Martin and I would go in there in the morning and try to get our Greek together before we went to class right after lunch. That's when we had Greek class. And I can remember seeing the Greek book flying off of that wall several times. By the end of Greek, quite often what happened was, Marion lived in Boaz. Steve and I would travel back and forth on Route 14. So quite often when we couldn't get it together in Greek, for Greek for the class, as he was going to college to teach the Greek class, we would pass him as we were headed home because we decided we weren't going because we didn't know it. but I passed. I'm not exactly sure how that happened. But one quick story as far as the Bible College is concerned, and it's been a huge influence on my life a long time ago. Still is. My one memory sometime in that first 3 years was, and I don't know what class it was in, Mary, and maybe you remember, they decided that we needed to learn how to properly baptize people. And I wasn't the little guy with the ballooned pants that fell. I don't know who that was. But our baptizee was Marion. And he's a pretty big fella. I'm not a very big fella. I was smaller then. I'm a little bigger now because of all the good cooking for 40 years. But I remember getting in the baptistry, and there's Marion standing there, standing up there. And I'm supposed to baptize him. I did it. Didn't drown him. Didn't drown me. But that's the memory, as well as all the great stuff that he taught us.